Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Love is Blind, Season 9, Denver, recap of episodes 7 and 8. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So we're in the second week of episodes. You know, we got the first six. We get the next three. We're covering two first, episodes 7 and 8 today. How you feeling?
I still feel the same as I did about one particular cast member. That hasn't changed at all. Hasn't changed at all. But it's just a lot of, there's just a lot of emotional people. Mm-hmm. You know, and you think about the UK version. Mm-hmm. We didn't see this many tears.
Right.
That we've seen in the U.S. version. So I think the producers do a great job of getting people who could be about the drama.
Herman Bird says this experiment has enough data to finally say love is not blind. I'll keep watching.
Right. Right.
By the way, AFAF says, and this is a little too early prediction, no one is getting married this season. Mm. Way too early prediction before we get into 7 and 8. You agree?
I won't say nobody. I'm not at a place to say right now who I think is going to get married. Mm. I got to get through episodes 9 and 10 before I decide that.
I'll wait till you get to 11. Because, you know, that's right before the decisions.
Right.
We may think differently by the time we get there. Who knows, man? Something to be says, what's up with these WWTs? At this point, it's like they use it as weapons of mass manipulation.
Yeah.
I told y'all. I've been saying this for a long time. Welcome. Welcome aboard. The water's fine. Oh, my God. Let's get to it, man. Let's go ahead and start this off. Because episode 7, we know how it ended in 6. But mm-hmm. We're going to start off on episode 7 with Joe and Madison, right? Mm-hmm. An interesting thing, because obviously where we left them off last time, Joe's hammered. Madison is ticked off. And interesting, because watching what was that, the Vile Files the other day, and I got a different perspective, because I was all Team Madison first. However, they said, Joe's hammered. Aren't you supposed to leave drunk people alone? Let them sleep it off? And I'm like, I can't think of that because I get aggravated with drunk people. I obviously leave them alone after that.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I think what Madison was doing, because if Joe would have been like, look, babe, I am hammered. I just let me sleep. Mm-hmm. She probably would have let him alone. Mm-hmm. He was acting like everything is fine, mm-hmm. even though he was incoherent.
Right.
But he was trying to play it off like everything was good. So I think she felt like she was getting pulled in different directions.
Right.
But had he said, look, babe, I am hammered. I overdid it. Let me sleep this off. Love you. I will talk in the morning, but I got to sleep. I think she'd have been fine. But the way that he kept acting, it scared her, because you got to think mm-hmm. how often, you know, what are signs somebody has either a problem mm-hmm. when it comes to drug, alcohol abuse, and it could make someone nervous. And she just met him.
Yeah. But
3 weeks ago, and she's like, wait, what in the world is this that I'm seeing?
Okay, I still don't, because why would you allow yourself to get that damn drunk, right? So, well, regardless, I'm not letting him off the hook. I'm just saying, in that sense, I thought she was just genuinely concerned, right? But should she have left it alone? But either way, she's crying outside. And he's frustrated because he's inside trying to sleep the liquor off. Shut up.
I can hear you. Hey, why are you crying? I can hear you. I'm trying to sleep. Pour yourself a glass and shut the hell up.
I was like, yo, did he just say that? Oh, man. He says that was more than alcohol. I know we... I know we've kind of said that last time too, but it had to be, man. Oh, his alcohol intake is just not that, you know, his tolerance is not that good.
I think he had an edible. It's Denver.
No,
I think he had an edible.
It is legal. So there's that. Madison says it's the most embarrassing night of her life. Joe is not understanding why she's so mad, and then she leaves to go sleep in another room, right? And you can see Joe sitting outside, like, he's finally waking up, like, yo, I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't know why she's mad. What the hell? I haven't seen her all night. And then she comes and wakes me up all dressed up. And I don't know where she's been.
Dear God Almighty. Okay, the next day, Madison comes in. Well, she's back there. Apologizes. Yeah. Because, and says that she doesn't know what he needed in that moment. And he responds in kind, promises to do better. Is this all swept under the rug?
I think it's all swept under the rug because Joe wants to get back in. He wants to get back in. Let's just say that.
Yes. Well, to be fair, she wants to let him back in.
Exactly. It's like, okay, y'all have great sexual chemistry together. Hey, let's put all this behind us. Why don't we just get naked and get back to what it was like?
Matter of fact, Joe, get behind me, Joe, is what she should have said. Because even Monique is saying, YouTube channel member Monique is saying, Madison should have had the common sense to let it go until the morning. When somebody is drunk, there's no reasoning with them.
No.
None.
No.
And now you know how he is when he's drunk. He's out. Plain and simple. So,
yeah.
Learning moments. Nelson said, Madison, bring that old thing back. Oh man, as we get ready to move on to our next couple, I saw this comment right here too from it's a shout out to Clara checking in from Chucktown. Said these folks are talking more and more each day, man. Find out that this person, which I don't think we needed to even she needed to reveal this because we see this already. Megan has been, you know, and we'll see this even more so, but in the pods we saw this. Sparkle Megan is definitely one of those people that is doing well.
Yeah.
And that's why we thought her and Mike were a great combo. Her and Jordan, she likes his jokes.
Yeah.
You know, I know, somebody likes you for your jokes. At some point, they'll be like Megan and in tears saying being at the pool was a whole lot because Jordan was out there making jokes. What happened? Where did this go wrong? I thought they were doing good.
They were doing good, but I think Megan is just very emotionally needy, and she's crying, but yet she's not crying because you see, like, she's crying, but they're also they're laughing,
right?
And so she's fine, but here's what I like about Jordan, because she said she wanted him to be there for her, and he said, "Well, what do you mean?" And she said, "I don't know,"
right?
And I was like, "Yeah," and I like how Jordan said, "No, no, you can't play the I don't know card. You need to communicate."
Right.
Because I've been in relationships recently where people don't tell you where people don't tell you what they're thinking, what's going on in the world. You gotta guess. And then you find out months later it's something totally different. So I like how Jordan like nipped that in the bud, which I've made note to say going forward.
Somehow I knew you would like this part of this. As I saw it the first time, like, Terrell's going to like this. Yeah, he's going to take a highlighter and put it over his TV screen like this.
Oh, yeah. It hit home. I was just like, I'm not the only one.
Oh, because, yeah, that was terrible that she said that, right? Now, let's see. Stone River says she wanted attention. That's why she was crying. She tried to play an Edmund. Do you give that? Oh, no.
I don't think that she was trying to play an Edmund. I just think she's just an emotional person. And I just think that's just who she is. She feels a lot. And I think it's, and I'm no therapist or psychologist, but here's my guess. She is so driven and having to compete against males, and she's been so successful that she's probably had to suppress a lot of this maybe feminine energy. And so then it just, because you're suppressing it, all that emotion just balls up.
Something. Yeah.
You can only push it down for so long. And I think she's gotten where she's been in her career by doing that, but it's not healthy because she cries at when the wind blows.
Okay. About anything. She said she wanted them to be the power couple. If that's the case, shouldn't she have chosen Mike?
Well, I don't know, because I don't understand why being the power couple is important. Right. Like, why do you have to be the best couple? It's not, it's married at first sight. It's not.
No, it's love is blind.
The best. I'm sorry. It's love is blind. It's not like who's the best love is blind couple gets right. X amount of money. It's, there's no tiering system. Yeah, it's not a competition. Just focus on your relationship and be great. But it's not a competition for you to say, I want us to be the power couple amongst all the other couples.
By the way, you knew you couldn't say something like that and the live crew not catch it. Kristen says, Terrell, spill the tea. Marjan says, shots fired. Monica says, oh, Terrell. Little homebody, do tell, Terrell. and YouTube channel member Matt A says, still healing, Terrell.
Yes. Yes. Still healing, 100%. And my therapist told me Tuesday I'm doing a great job. So for those that tell me I need therapy, I'm going through it. But I'm still healing.
Okay. Now, is the therapist saying that because they want you to come back? You're doing a great job.
You are doing great. Now.
Another hour will be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Will it be the same credit card? Or are you going to use something different than last time?
Hey, Monique, you know me all too well. I said I couldn't wait to read those comments. You're doggone right. I paused the whole chat. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's my guy, though, man. I always got your back. You know that. But I am going to laugh first.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm prepared.
Edmund and KB, or as I found a proper pronunciation, Calabria. First of all, am I the only person that noticed Edmund had flowers tucked in his hair with his afro pick that matched the design on his shirt?
I didn't catch that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch that.
You didn't. So I'll be honest. I did not catch it the first time around either. Okay. Yeah. I caught it by the second or third time I watched this. Cause as we take notes, some of you, Lil Eva says his picks always match his outfits. Stone River says, I saw it. It was so cute. See, that's the problem, right?
Was it?
That's the problem. V says, I noticed the flowers too. All right, El Cid saw it too. Sam Mai caught it. Yeah. Yep. Miss Anita, Edmund had the purple flowers in here. Yes, he did. Kate Canary Diamond. Absolutely not the only one who noticed. Good. I'm glad I'm not, because I was like, Jesus. Whew. Okay. So it's the next morning, right?
Yeah.
Edmund is apologizing, saying that he's now ready to wait until the wedding night.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Do we believe him?
Maybe he rubbed one out that morning before they met up.
So he better have that
relaxed. He's feeling relaxed. He's like, you know what? I'm good. I can wait. Now, let's just see what happens tonight. But at that moment when he said that, I think he was like, you know, I'm good. I can wait. Three more weeks. Child's play.
Assumptive says, KB and her child patient. I feel for that beautiful woman. She looked miserable throughout all the episodes. Damn. Now, I do like that KB said she's glad it happened because it helps her get to know Edmund. Reading that, you would think, okay, that's a good moment. I heard it. I watched it. And I understood exactly what she said, which is, thank God I made that choice ahead of time.
Mm.
Because after that night, Jesus, this would have been bad.
Yeah, it would. But did you catch what she said after that? She said, the person I met in the pods matches what she sees in person, but she's still struggling with the combo they had the night before. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. The person you met in the pods matches what you've seen in person? Because all of us were saying while they were in the pods, like, KB, I don't think this is the right guy for you.
Right.
I don't think you should do this. And she was, my black king and all that other stuff. And then realized that she with the reveal, she had a black king. Now she has court jester. Yes, I said it. Edmund, if you want to come on for an interview when this season's over, let us know. We'd love to talk to you.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he'll want to talk to you. You know, he did ask a great question, though. This came up about how many times have you been in love, right? And KB says, you know, two, maybe three. And Edmund's like, yeah, sure, three. That works.
I think Edmund's been in love with any girl that's given him some attention.
Stop
you
it.
You touch my hand? I love you.
Here's what I do like, though. KB has admits that she's still stuck on what happened the night before, right? And that she's stubborn and she struggles to get over stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
To which we say, yes, we know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're human.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have a hard time getting over stuff. So at least she's sticking this out so far, right?
So far, I don't see the point in why she's doing it, but
because you would, that's why.
Yeah, I don't see the point. So she doesn't get fined. I guess she's just going through the motions, but it is just off. And here's why I say this. It's apparent to all of us that KB is uninterested, but she's going through the motions and even being a little flirty and kissing, which gives him hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing I don't like about this.
Mm.
Like, if you're not interested, I know you just can't walk away, but don't do the things that's going to give him any type of hope.
Yeah,
that there's a shot that he might have.
Yeah, he should know, but he doesn't. Clara says one word for Edmund Arrested Development. KB thought she was getting Richard Sherman type, but in the end, Edmund, same position quarterback, she already realized it's a no. And Delphin says, hey, remember, Edmund is giving his all, KB. I'm giving my all.
Giving my all, KB. I'm doing all. I'm rubbing your feet. I'm doing all this for you. I'm all in. I'm all in. But I can wait. I can wait three more weeks. Just give me the lotion out the cabinet.
But my feet, no. For something else.
This is my lotion, KB. This is for me.
Elson says, look, KB is telling her future man that she ain't giving up to Edmund. That's why she's sticking around. Y'all are bad. Y'all are too bad.
That's hilarious.
Y'all are bad, man. Oh, my God. Well, you know, there's more with these two, so we'll get to them. But, whew. Nick and Annie.
Yep.
Now, this whole convo here, it is interesting because, first of all, Annie says her dad wanted a manly man for her. So,
yeah,
you know, hearing about Nick, would he be happy?
I think he would be.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, from what we know about Nick,
mm-hmm.
especially what we've seen after these episodes, like Nick's great. He seems like a good dude. There's a mm-hmm. lot of things about him that he does that I think would be considered that manly mm-hmm. category in the living in the mountains in Denver. Mm-hmm. I think her dad would appreciate that. He can chop wood. He can hunt. He can fish. All the different things that you got to do to live in the mountains by yourself.
All the things that the people in the live crew last episode did not agree with. But they had a great conversation, country living versus city living, right? And I thought this was interesting because as Annie is saying, well, you know, in the city, you're 10 minutes from here, 5 minutes from here. And he's like, yeah, that's cute. I'm 3 minutes from here. I'm 2 minutes from here. And the park is my backyard. What?
Yeah. There's elk that come by my sliding door window. Yeah. By my bedroom. I get to see elk and I get to look at the stars.
Right.
So I totally get why Nick likes where he lives. But I think Nick asked her if she's ready for all that comes with going to the altar so quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's a really great question because you got to be all in
right
after 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a lot, right? But you got to be all in 4 weeks. And only thing Annie could come up with is that she's only nervous about going to the real world because she loves to work. And doesn't want him to feel like he's not a priority. And I'm sorry, just everything I've seen about Nick, I don't see Nick being this needy guy. Like, when are you gonna get off work? How come you didn't text me today? Like, I just don't see Nick being that guy.
So even with the work-life balance thing, when she tries to talk about how much she works, he's like, hey, me too. Matter of fact, that's been a problem in relationships in the past. So you're not saying anything.
Yeah, you ain't the only one that works.
You rent, I own.
Boom. Boom.
don't know why people think that's just so different sometimes. Like, oh, wait a minute. Hey, appreciate everybody. Appreciate you hanging out with us, man. Quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, whether you're watching right now as part of the live crew or latest part of the replay gang, or maybe listening on your favorite podcast platform. We thank you. Seriously.
Yeah, and don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe, and tap the bell so you don't miss when we have new episodes drop.
Yeah, and if you really want to support the show, hey, do us a favor, join the regulars. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to episodes, and more. Story time from T.
And to all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really helps us grow this platform.
You know, there's one like this one from Walk. I'm assuming it's how it's pronounced. W-A-3-L-K, who says this is a great podcast and I love your friendship. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much for leaving those reviews. Appreciate you guys. Hey, y'all are so bad in this chat, man. I'm not even messing with Nick. We're gonna get there. I'm gonna need an apology from all y'all at some point or another. All right. Shout out to Christina Coca, who is a new regular, one of the new YouTube members. Thank you very much.
Hey, Christina, welcome.
Matt says, do you guys still read all of the reviews? Yes. Matter of fact, yes. We do.
Every comment that's on every video, we read every one of them. If you get a like on a comment you did, it's either me or Yanni that did it.
And definitely the reviews. Matter of fact, we're going to get back to reading all the reviews on here as well, too. So that's coming. So do us a favor, drop one. The group dinner, right? Now, here's the thing about it. As we break it down to when the guys are talking, when the women are talking, it's interesting to hear the guys say that they love, and this is probably why Edmund thought this and thought everybody thought they were the best couple, because the guys are saying Edmund and KB are like each other's yin and yang, and they like how they are together, and they're just heaping praise on them. Or is that, all right, we got to make sure we say good things about the only black couple here.
This couple is definitely going to make it. I mean, they're both really attractive. They speak well. They know which fork is the salad fork. I mean, this couple has it all.
Oh my God. You know, the Edmund says that they had their first little conflict thing, but doesn't tell the guys that he exactly how it happened. And if he did, they definitely cut it out. Matter of fact, no, I'm guaranteeing he didn't tell them.
Oh, I guarantee he didn't say it either. Because he said this, you know, first little conflict thing. That wasn't little. That was huge. Or in the words of Trump, huge. That was huge. But they're great now. I'm like, you're not great now. You're not self-aware
at all.
You think KB is like, we're good. No, y'all aren't.
Now, Joe tells the guys that he got kicked out the night before, which tells me he's probably still drunk because he can't remember what happened.
Exactly, because he didn't get kicked out. Madison went to the other room.
Yes. So
to tell that story, I got kicked out, but we're back on track now. You lied.
Jordan said he felt like a mini gut punch. What was that about?
Oh, so that was when Megan said that he was annoying her. Mm-hmm. And he felt like that was a mini gut punch. He wished that she would have phrased that a little more friendly. But again, if you think about how Megan's had to be around men in her career, you got to be a bit of an ass and talk some shit. And Jordan is not the guy that's feeling that. Mm-hmm. And Jordan said he's not a crazy clingy person. He's okay with a little bit clingy, but too much would be overbearing. And I think that's where Megan's at. She's very clingy. So you can't be clingy and then all of a sudden talk shit and say, hey, you're annoying me. Mm-hmm. He's just being himself and thinks he's having fun. There's a better way she could have said it.
Definitely. But here's some, we can see some future bumps in a row, right? Because he says their work schedules are not compatible because they'll be spending, they won't be spending a lot of time together, right? Except on the weekends, maybe. And then Megan has never been in a relationship with anyone who's had kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a challenge for her. He kind of knows that, right? Mm-hmm. But did you notice Joe's face when the guys mentioned that the wedding is in 3 weeks?
Joe's face is, what?
Did you say three?
He's sobering up. That edible is wearing off. Did you just say 3 weeks?
Hey, YouTube channel member Christina says, how on earth can you say you're annoying me more nicely? Mr. HR?
Well, I think there's a better way to say, hey, I took it when you were making these jokes. This is how it made me feel, and I didn't appreciate that. So I need to understand, if I'm trying to have a conversation with you, I need you to either be engaged and focused, not quite crack jokes and bring other guys into the conversation. Mm-hmm. I think there's a better way she could have said it. I don't think I totally get where Christina's point about Jordan needs to buck up. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is a lot of men, we don't like that type of stuff.
Right.
You know, because we get it from everyone else. We get it from our friends. We get it from family. Sometimes you want your person that you come home to be your peace. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to talk shit to me. I deal with Yanni. I get enough shit talking to me all the time. I don't need you to do it.
Yeah. And that's what Jordan was saying. If I want that, I go see Joe. Joe is going to tell me that, right? Yeah. Deanna so true is like, hey, that comment was disrespectful. Jordan needs to check Megan. But he did kind of when he said, look, no. Communicate. Because the only thing she communicated was you annoy me and didn't do more. So I'm glad he kind of did that because I thought it kind of balanced it a little bit. Just a little bit. Not the checkbook, but at least the relationship. The women, on the other hand, Madison telling the women about her fight with Joe. But I think she kind of brushed it over. And I don't know if it's editing or not, but she brushed it over because she went back to the, you know, great sex that her and Joe are having is so passionate and spontaneous. Yeah. And that tells me that they really didn't resolve anything.
I don't think so either. I mean, and I don't think she told the whole story.
Of course.
About, because I'm sure they would have been like, hey, sis, can we talk to you for a second? There could be some red flags here that you need to dig into.
Right.
She did. You know, and so she just focused on how they're back on track, great sex, and all that. If you think you skinny bitches are having good sex, you should see me and Joe. Yeah, I just think she's overhyping that part up for her own ego.
But she did also say she's happy that they're front-loading conflict because she'd hate to get to the altar and wonder what conflict would be like. And I will tell you, well, I had no pressure at my wedding because we were already married. But that's the last thing you should be thinking about. How are we going to handle conflict? You're not thinking about that, I assume, at the altar, right?
At the altar, you shouldn't be thinking about it.
Right.
You probably would have had it. If you stand there as the minister's talking, you're like, we need to fight.
I do if we have a fight right now.
Right now in front of everybody.
Hey, shout out to Chocolate Suit who says, hey, y'all, sorry I'm late. It's okay. Come on in. The water's fine.
You're on time. You're on time in our book.
Allie said she's waiting on the first fight with Anton. Is this a yellow flag, orange flag, red flag for you?
I personally don't go into any dating scenario waiting for a fight with this person.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't start to date somebody. I'm like, man, she's great. We've had fun. It's been a few weeks. We haven't fought yet. That's weird. No, I don't think fighting is normal.
Right.
It's just if that's the type of people you normally date where you like conflict and you like there to be that thing where y'all get upset at each other and cuss each other out and then have crazy makeup sex, I get it, do you? I don't go into any relationship expecting to fight. And I can say out of my last, four or five relationships, we never fought. I never had a fight.
Right.
We might disagree on something, but it was never a fight or anything like that. And we would talk very rational.
Right.
So I just don't, I can't, I just can't relate to that.
Sorry, I can buy shots.
That's like, you know my life.
I do know your life, man. Yeah, I wasn't talking about you. I got your back. The one thing that Allie said, that, and you notice this now, especially on a replay, and go back and see, she says she thought Anton would be a little more outgoing, and it's different than what she's used to. Keep that in mind, because we'll get to that later, right?
Okay.
KB says that the whole conflict she had with Edmund, she had to check herself and see, am I going to react as the old KB or the new improved, recently upgraded KB, and she chose the new one.
The one that's 3 weeks in?
Yes.
Compared to the one that's like 26 years in?
Yes.
27 years? Got it. Good. Okay, maybe these 3 weeks, she's new. She's turning, she's new. I get it.
Oh my God. Allison says, can we get pictures of the couples back? Yes, we do have those. As we get to the couples, we get to them. And this, as we're just going through this, well, and group dinner, they like to put all those up. So, yeah. And Megan said one of the reasons that she fell for Jordan was his jokes, right? This came up and I'm like, this is a problem. We know this. This is going to be a problem at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be the thing that gets them, the jokes?
Well, you can't be someone that says, I want a guy that makes me laugh and you have a good time. And then when you get that, you get annoyed because all of a sudden you want to be serious, but he's still joking.
Right.
Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And I think in the scenario where the jokes bothered her, I think that was her own insecurity, not Jordan's problem. That was
right. But it's, hey, the same reason they start to like you is the same reason they're going to hate you. At some point or another, it never fails. So after this whole get together, oh my God, this annoyed the crap out of me so much that I was like, hey, honey, watch this real quick. Because I just need her. I need to get my wife's opinion on it. Nick and Annie. Annie says, after hearing from some of the other couples, she worries if Nick will still love her the same. Because everybody's having these conflicts, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is where Nick messes up. Because Nick is trying to just reassure her, yeah, no, we're good and whatnot. And then he says, you know, here's the thing. As I was talking to everybody else, you know, and all the guys, and we had this conversation, this question came up of what if the decision was tomorrow? And everybody, all the guys said, I'm not sure.
Mm.
Nick, you talk too damn much.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. That was not the thing to say.
See, that's where Tommy's vault comes in. Hey, when you're with the guys, this guy talk. It stays there. You don't bring this out. Well, and this is the thing that I think that set Annie off into this downward negative spiral.
Yeah.
And it was so sad to watch her go through this because she had an attitude for no reason. And Nick is trying to tell her how excited he is to spend the next 3 weeks and see how things go with her. And he tells her, you know, never doubt how much I love you. And then she even gives him more attitude after that. I just understand what Annie's deal is during this period.
I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. You said it was so sad to watch her go through this. Nick is the one that had to go.
It was sad to watch her spiral. But I felt bad for Nick because Nick's better than me because I'd have been like, hey, so I'm going to go back to the cabin in the mountains. You need some time. I'll see you tomorrow.
Because I didn't understand this. I just know where I'm at. And here's the thing. Nick literally says the next couple of weeks is going to give me so much reassurance.
Yeah.
What is he saying wrong? Right? Because even when he says the line you just said, never doubt how much I love you. Then he says, we'll have a good sleep, a good rest. Tomorrow's a new day. God dog it.
He's treating her like a toddler. You're just cranky because you're sleepy.
Was he wrong? Because she turned into a toddler right after he said that.
Yeah, you're just cranky because you're sleepy. Here, here's a juice box. Go to sleep. You'll be fine.
What'd she say? You don't get it. She says, you don't think there's anything else you can say. What else do you want her to say, right? She says she's all in and it feels like Nick is not.
Yeah.
And it effing hurts. And I'm like, how do you get that he's not in?
Why? And how is this a positive thing to say in any relationship conversation?
Mm.
I don't need you.
Yes.
My life is great without you. I don't need you at all. Like, I'm fine without you. Like, seriously, if you disappear right now, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
Who says that to somebody?
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe that. That was nuts the way she kind of went out. You know, I had three words. Run. Nick, run.
Run, Nick, run.
Because then she's even saying, oh, you literally just said, he's like, I didn't even say those words. What are you talking This crash out was wild. I think this was even worse than Edmund. Because this made no, as he's trying to calm her down this entire time, and she's just going. Even though Kate Canary Diamond says she damn near pulled an Edmund. No, she went way further than him. Seriously.
Yeah, she was out there.
Yeah. Whew. Nuts. We get them going back to Denver, though. And it's, mm-hmm. I mean, the nutty doesn't stop. I'll be honest.
No, it doesn't.
It does not stop because, hold up. Before we move on, YouTube channel member Christina says she'll be right back. She's got to go climb the kitchen cabinet.
Everybody does that, right? You know what you've done that before, Yanni?
No? Yeah, no.
No, I thought everybody did that. I thought that was a thing. No? Okay.
what was Edmund doing?
Being Edmund was the problem. So he climbs his butt into this cabinet, and KB is looking at him like, Ninja, are you crazy? Like, have you always done that? And he said, I've never had a cabinet that big. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, that big? Cabinet. He took out a couple shelves and climbed in the cabinet. It wasn't like it was that big, but I guess if that's what you want to do, and the fact that he asked her to close the door on him, again, KB has no interest in sleeping with him, especially after this part.
The way she was looking at him, yeah. Elsa, she's probably thinking the same thing. Put the trash can out the door. All right, let him stay in there, and we are good. There'll be no more crying tonight.
Yeah, so I'm going to go take a shower. Mind my own business.
Bluebell says, kids climb into cabinets. Well, yeah, that explains why he went in. and little Eva's saying, give him some grace, man. Edmund was just being foolish for the cameras.
I can't give him grace. Stop it. At some point, we got to call some stuff what it is. And that's where I'm at with Edmund. I wanted him to succeed. I wanted a whole lot for him. I can't. So all the grace I have is gone.
That's exactly what Lovey's saying, because she said everything dried up. And Jay Blake is like, if she ever did, he's turned her all the way off. Plain and simple. So yeah, absolutely right. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Jordan and Megan. And again, Jordan says he looks at the apartment's like, yo, and no, we've seen this before too. This is way more stylish than anything I have.
Yeah. Yeah. And Megan's looking around like, yeah, this is okay, you know, when I was in college.
Right.
This is fine. Not like my LA home, but, you know, this works for some people. They're interesting because I think Megan's she's a little nervous trying to figure out what his place looks like.
Yep.
But then she goes down this rabbit hole of being nervous about meeting Luca's mom and then starts crying again.
Which is crazy because, you know, she's crying about meeting Luca's mom, and Jordan's like, hey, don't worry about Skylar, man. She's probably going to be like, why are you with this guy, if anything, right? And then she's worried about being too overbearing when it comes to Luca, and Jordan's like, look, hold up. Let me explain. He doesn't need the $100 toy. He's fine with the Dollar General toy.
Mm-hmm.
He's more fine with going to get ice cream, gluten-free ice cream. He'll enjoy that more than any expensive toy can buy him. And I thought this was great advice to give her because he already knows that she's ready to go spend to impress. And he's like, yeah, that ain't going to do it.
Which is funny because that's what her billionaire boyfriend did to her. That's and true. She hated it. And now she's going to try to do the same thing to Luca.
Wow.
And remember she said that she told Jordan that she already loves Luca. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
You've never met him. how do you do that? Like, how do you say, I love your kid?
Mm-hmm.
All the stories you told me about your kid, I love your kid. I've never met him. That's odd to me.
Right. No, indeed. By the way, Ruby Ray says Megan would get Luca all the laboo-boo. Yes, she would. You've got every single one. Now go. I do like also, as she's, and you can understand why she's spiraling, right? Because she has never dated a man with kids before. But I think Jordan did a great job of trying to calm her down and, you know, just put all of these fears to rest. Like, hey, hold up. Let me explain something to you real quick. Because I think you're misunderstanding what this is. I don't need her approval.
Right.
Okay? I do not need Luca's mom's approval. Skylar does not get a say-so in what I do.
Right.
I didn't get that when she introduced Luca to her man.
Yeah.
So, nah, we good. And I like that.
But I do love how Jordan is going to give Skylar the respect that he didn't get.
Because that's what
where he said, hey, I want you to meet this person that's going to be around me and our son, and this is someone I really care about. Let's go ahead and break this wall down. I have so much respect for Jordan for doing it.
Yeah. Chuck Asuna agrees. I love the way Jordan reassures her, unlike Nick. He sounds like a hug. What was Nick going to do? Stop it. Come on, Chuck Asuna. There was no calming Annie down in that moment.
No, there's nothing he could have said. Nothing he could have said.
What'd you think when they went to Jordan's apartment?
So his place seemed clean. No food in the fridge. I always find that interesting. And I get you're going to be gone for a few weeks. So I get why a lot of times they don't have food in the refrigerator. But I thought it was interesting. But he technically has a one-bedroom apartment, and Luca gets the bedroom.
Right.
And he sleeps out in the living room.
Which is what – that's what you do as a parent if you have a one-bedroom. You sleep your ass on the couch where the TV can be. You got a big-screen TV. You let them sleep in the room, and you make sure you turn the TV off.
Yeah.
That's what you do. So I'm not mad at that. And I did like the toy, though, that Skylar's friend with the insulin patch and the glucose meter. I thought that was a dope gift.
Yeah. Yes.
Gave Megan all the feels.
Yeah, very thoughtful gift. But see, here's the thing. They start talking about that, and then we go back to the type 1 diabetes deal. And to me, it seems like Megan is trauma bonding because of what happened with her dad and making that a thing with Luca. And I don't think that's healthy to do that, because she just constantly gets so emotional as she thinks about Luca having type 1 diabetes, which is tragic, but he's got to be fine, right? But it just seems like she's bonding over that,
right?
Which I think is just odd.
Yeah. Which is, yeah. So we see more of that when they go see Megan's mom and sister, Jane and Jessica, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't think of it as this trauma bonding until you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we see that double down more, but it's, are you surprised? It is the fourth anniversary of Megan's dad's passing. So can you fault them for that?
It's not that I can't fault them for that. I get it. But it's the 40th anniversary of their dad passing from type 1 diabetes. And as they're talking about, you know, Jordan talks about Luca and he's five. Megan shares with the group and Luca has type 1 diabetes. And both the mom and sister, like, as if it's kismet. Like, this is just meant for her to be together. And then apparently her sister had some dream where her dad was telling her that, look, his son is just like me. Like, but this is meant to be. And I feel like they're putting a whole lot around this one part of Luca. And there's so many other aspects to Luca that she doesn't know because she's not met him. But all she talks about is this one piece.
Okay. So if you met a woman and you go into her house and it looks like a staged home and you open up her cabinets and all the labels are facing front, aren't you going to be like, oh my God, we're meant to be together?
No, I wouldn't. I'd just be like, okay, well, I can see myself coming back over here. That's what I would say. You know what? Second date. I don't think we're meant to be together. Okay. I could totally be like, you know what? I could come over here and hang out.
Well, Kay the Canary Diamond agrees with you, says, if as if that's a sign, I didn't like it. It was weird.
Yeah.
I can see why, but everybody's always looking for signs. When you have that conversation with the big man or big woman upstairs and you're like, give me a sign. And the sign comes and you're like, not that one because I don't recognize it. Give me another sign.
Yeah.
This could be the sign. What are you talking about?
Yeah. And I totally get the emotion on both sides, right? Mm-hmm. For what Jordan has with Luca and then what Megan went through with her dad. So I'm not minimizing any of that. But I just feel like there's putting a lot of pressure on this one aspect that they have somewhat in common. They're putting a whole lot of hope on that. I just think that's not healthy.
Assum to be says, did you catch Megan telling the family about Jordan snipping? That was beyond medical privacy invasion.
That's not table talk. You don't say it at the dinner table.
At least they didn't have chestnuts at the tables.
Speaking of chestnuts, Jordan.
I will say, though, did you notice that Jessica understood Jordan's reasoning for getting a vasectomy, right? Where she said, you know, that's very progressive of you. It's not just the woman's choice, right? And I've heard women say that as that came when, like, you know what? men have never taken that on. The only thing we've ever done is bought a pack of condoms. Or say, hey, my pullout game's strong, right? And I've seen a lot of women say, oh, yes, vasectomy means the man's taking control. It made me think of something when she said that, right? Yeah. Did we ever consider, what if, follow me, what if, remember he said he didn't want the child.
Right.
What if Skylar tricked him slash trapped him into having a child? Because remember, he said he didn't want one. But once mm-hmm. he had his child, and most parents will tell you this, I can't say all, but most parents, once the child comes, you are locked in. It's a different level.
Right.
Maybe that's why he got vasectomy. I ain't trust. Hey, you got me. I ain't letting nobody else get me till I decide so.
Hey, that's still on him. He he has to own his part. It's still on him.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not some type of succubus that stole his energy and he couldn't pull out. Or put a condom on. He was just a victim. Sorry.
By the way, Matt A, YouTube channel member Matt A says he did announce it on international television. Yes, he did. Even though Sly says Megan got loose lips. Well, at least that bottom one. We don't stop it.
He said it on international television, but
stop it, Sly.
The parents haven't heard that. True. So, like, her mom and sister didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that's just something. Why would you even bring that up right there at dinner or brunch, whatever they were having.
And that's something. B's not buying my theory, says he chose not to. You don't know. It could have broken.
He's not that sharp.
How many kids are here? How many people are here because of the Burger King hat?
No guy's penises are that sharp that they're just breaking all these condoms. Like, come on now. Stop it. That's rare. 1% possibility. There's a lot of babies running around. A lot of dudes, things aren't that sharp. That's just poking holes through condoms. Sorry.
Okay. I'm just saying. They're not all 100% proof. What'd you think of him asking Jane for her blessing?
I thought it was great. I think it's respectful. I think that's what you should do.
Right. Okay. Which, by the way, before we move on real quick, Miss Anita did ask, are you saying Terrell's house looks like a stage home?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah, it does. And it's beautiful.
If you walk in through Terrell's front door, you'll look for the woman to say, okay, so show me where the this is the model home. Let me see which one's available so I can go buy. That's what his place looks like. Seriously.
Yeah. Seriously. Thank you. That's a compliment. I'd say that's a compliment because that was what I was going for. That was the thing. When I have the decorator come, she goes, what's your style? I'm like, make it look staged. I think that looks great. And she did a great job. And I love it.
She did. She definitely did. Next up, Nick and Annie. Annie's asking Nick, when's the last time he's lived with anyone? What, a little over 3 years, right?
Yeah, it's the 3.5 years that he's lived with anybody. And Annie said that she, and this is what's funny, because Annie tries to say, hey, I know I can be emotional and passionate. Mm. And I like how Nick, was like, yeah, speaking of that, I was really put off. When you were saying that I said things that I didn't say.
Yep.
And she says, oh, well, I apologize and it'll never happen again. And Nick says, it can't happen again.
Exactly.
I love that. Boundaries, Nick. Awesome. I love that. Ladies need boundaries too, but you got to let somebody know, hey, that part can't happen again.
Yeah. No, it was, I'm glad he did that. But then he totally undermined his own statement by after that saying, I like your craziness. I need your crazy. You, sir, will regret that.
No, you don't. You don't need anybody's crazy.
Now, you know, there were a lot of comments in here earlier about Nick's house because they go to see his place. Stone River says Nick has gone to the top of my list with his cabin slash lifestyle. Did you like it? Because even Little Eva says Nick has a nice manly house.
Yeah, I am a huge city boy, and I love Nick's house.
Right.
I was like, okay, I could totally do that. Now, do I want to, like, get up close and personal with Elk? No. I don't. But everything about his house, it just looked great. And the when you live in a cold climate, you know, I remember when I lived in Kansas City and, you know, Memphis and Lincoln, Nebraska, that house just looked so warm and welcoming. I'm like, that would be dope to be in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the place looks amazing. Annie, of course, wants to live in the apartment in the city. And Nick is not opposed to being down there some of the time. He's like, hey, look, at least you're not trying to help me. You're trying to make me get rid of my house that I own. You're not trying to get rid of my house to go in an apartment. But we can come back here any given time. So I like the compromise that he's trying to give here, right?
Well, I do. And I think that's, Annie's, to me, is not picking that up. Mm-hmm. Because she's making it seem like, look, I can't move here. And he's saying, I don't want you to. But I'm not going to sell my house to go live with you in an apartment in the city. I'm not selling this. But this could be a place that we come to a few months out the year. And then we have the place in Denver. So I think he's thinking of big picture, where I feel like Andy is so focused on, he's going to want me to live in the mountains, and I don't want to do that.
Do you, what do you think about Tasha in the desert saying, imagine Christmas there? That's the first thought that came to mind. Not even summer. I'm thinking winter.
I mean, it'd be awesome.
Right?
Yeah, that Christmas would be awesome. I mean, that's a real Christmas. I mean, here in Austin, Christmas Day, I'm probably going to have on shorts and a t-shirt.
Yes.
You know, it's not cold, but to be in a climate where it is cold, I feel like you get into that holiday spirit a lot easier than you do in this Texas weather.
Chocolate Sooner says it looked like a Hallmark movie set threw up.
I can see that. I can see that.
Taylor says house was nice AF. Monica calls it a nice getaway. And Assum to Be says, I thought I would see some dead elk or deer or bears on his wall.
Maybe they just didn't show it.
Yeah, true. And Little Eva says, Christmas in the Caribbean is awesome. It is, especially in Montserrat and St. Kitts when it's carnival time. So, yeah.
Yeah. But did you catch all the other stuff about Nick?
What's that?
So he's into hockey. He's into skiing.
Yes.
He's a marathon runner.
Yes.
He competed in the World Duathlon for Team USA. He has a video game race simulator that moves around that he built himself. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much cool stuff about Nick that I want to hang out with the dude.
What about, as Chocolate Sooner pointed out, I missed this, the singing bass on the wall. I think this is an assumption, though.
Yeah.
And Kate the Canary Diamond, thank you. I was waiting for somebody to finally woman up and say it in the chat. Nick is actually kind of cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
See, because y'all been giving him hell.
And his size queen comment was a joke. That was a joke.
And they're not letting that go at all.
Yeah, no, okay, but okay, let's break that down. If you tell any woman, I'm a size queen, I like big girls, no woman is offended. If you're a big girl, you're like, awesome. If you're kind of curvy, you're like, awesome. And then if you're small, you're like, if I get big, awesome. So, no woman is going to be upset if a guy's like, I'm a size queen. Come on now.
Now, Elson says, now, Terrell, will you ever say that?
I would never say that because I'm not a size queen. I do have limits of what I'm into, but I would never say that to somebody. But if a guy says, look, I'm a size queen, I like them big, no woman is going to be offended by that.
Oh, and Monica, reverting back to this one, Nick, who told two women he loved them. When has that ever been a crime? Stop it.
You never love two people at the same time? Goodness. You're not living. You're not living if you haven't done.
Oh my God, you guys are nuts, man. That's why we love you. I appreciate you guys for hanging out with us, man, because, you know, definitely you make this happen. Whether you're watching it now as part of the live crew or later as part of the replay gang, or maybe listening later on your favorite podcast platform, we do say, you know, a big thank you.
And don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe, and tap the bell so you don't miss while new episodes drop.
Man. Come on, man. Now, look, if you really want to support the show, do us a favor. Become one of the regulars. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to episodes, and more, including members-only lives as well, too. So,
yeah. And to all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you, too. Yeah. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really helps us grow this platform. So, really appreciate it.
Review kind of like one from Montana Julie, who said, I just stumbled upon the podcast looking for a Love is Blind UK recap. So this was a couple months ago, and said, I love these guys. I laughed along with them the whole time and really appreciate the genuine investment in the show and takes on all the couples. So thank you. Highly recommend. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Let's now get to Joe and Madison. These two talking about meeting family. And Madison said that she's never introduced anyone to her family, right? That's not a big deal. Until Joe says, well, doesn't that scare you a little bit then?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get Joe's point. He's shocked that she has zero reservations about bringing the first guy to meet her family, and it's someone she's known for 3 weeks, and they're engaged. Mm-hmm. So I get it. And I think that that's freaking Joe out, and I'm sure it's freaking Madison out too, but you're doing this. So you got to run with it, right? Yeah. You got to just say, hey, I'm all in, and I'm doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said he doesn't see any worry in her face, and he said he it feels scary that she's so sure of him.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that stood out to me, is that it's scary that you're so sure of me.
Right.
Because he is not sure of her.
Okay. Maybe so, but this is an accelerated process, right? And the fact that she has zero reservations, it's going to make him go, hey, but why? Why not? Because I know I'm not perfect, right?
Right.
And I agree with everything you said. However, the way she acted, thank you, J-Ro. I wish Madison loved herself more, because this is sad. I don't understand how this escalated so quickly. Because here's the thing. When she broke out into WWTs, I went, if I was single between Annie and Madison, this season would have scared me away from white girls, period. Because this is wild. How do you go from zero to 100 real quick, real quick? How? How, Sway?
Yeah.
You know that one.
I do. I do know that one. And I'm trying not to laugh at Lovey's comment, but that was so funny. I'll let you read that. I don't want to put it up. It's just funny. Yeah, this whole thing I thought was odd, because it's almost like they were talking at each other, but not talking to each other.
Right.
Because Joe's just trying to have a conversation, say, hey, this just seems weird that you've never invited anybody.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. And Madison is making it seem like, you know, I'm telling you, I'm all in, and you don't seem like you are. It just went back and forth.
Yeah.
For no reason. And she kept, you know, you knew what you signed up for, which, get it. He knew he signed up to be on a reality dating show, but also the reality sets in. Like, how many people went to the military, went to boot camp, and at least had one day where they're like, what the hell did I get myself into?
The first day.
Yeah, but they stuck with it. You know what I mean? So how many people pledge fraternities and sororities? And first night, they're like, what in the world? Yeah, you signed up for this.
Yeah.
But you're going to have some days where you doubt, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. But I just think that they're not communicating well with each other in this situation.
Monica asked a great question. What has he done to make her have no reservations? And you know what Joe is thinking? Do you remember the pool party? Because I don't. And that's why she should have reservations. But and like, it's she gets so upset, she takes the ring off, puts it back in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I agree with Joe. All right, I'll keep my emotions inside. And I'll add the rest to it, because this is what I get for telling you how I feel. Like, what the?
Exactly. Ladies, if a man tells you how he's feeling and he's showing some emotional vulnerability, don't shut that down. Because if you do, he will never do it again.
Yeah.
He will totally stop. And you will never hear what's bothering him. You'll never hear what's wrong. And then he's going to cheat on you. And now you're going to have to deal with that. So.
Jay Blake says, all them Karen tears working my nerves. Well, here's what also worked my nerves. Because the next day, Joe is the one apologizing to Madison. And she's just like, I put my ring back on.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he apologizing?
Because the same reason he apologized last time.
Oh, that's right.
He wants back in.
And she wants to let him back in.
Give me that honey love. Oh no, I can't do that song.
No, please don't. At least didn't go counting to 12. They went to Joe's apartment. Madison says it's not terrible, right? But there's something I want to point out. And I thought I was going to be the only one that noticed this. But Christina, YouTube channel member Christina, said this and realized the same thing I did. Joe said he had a PS5. He said, there's my PS5. And it clearly was a PS4. And he even said it. Mm. And the producers purposely put that on the screen. Made sure they zoomed in to let it know. PS5, yeah. My ass.
I don't know. I couldn't tell a PS5 from a PS4.
I know.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I don't play those. But if you're proud about that, great. But he has his little efficiency apartment.
Yes.
You know, now I lived in an efficiency once in college.
Yes.
College.
Stop it.
I'm just saying, college. There are one bedrooms in Denver that he could get.
Okay. Or I feel good in the space. I'm good.
I just feel your 2730, your living room and bed shouldn't be in the same room.
Well, something to be apparently agrees with you says that was a dorm room, not an apartment. Stop it.
Yes. Yeah. I just feel like at some point, Jesus. Yeah, you can't make eggs, lay in the bed, watch TV, and pee all within the same, you know, radius of each other.
David did. It's my guy. Now, they got to see Joe's family, right? And I'll be honest with you, I stopped listening when Madison called her sister her half-sister, because what the hell? It's your sister or it's not? There's no half-sisters. I hate that.
Well, technically, there is. Technically,
whatever.
There is.
Stop it. You would go to half brother?
Depends on how close we are. So maybe her and half sister aren't that tight. So he's like, that's my half sister.
Okay, touche. And between that and the vocal fry that was happening around that table, Jesus, I could not take this. What happened here? Because I stopped paying attention. I turned the volume down. I waited till it got off the screen. What happened?
Yeah. Well, you had Joe's family. So it was his mom, his dad, two sisters, and his mom's ex-husband, which I was like, wait a minute. There's no story we're going to tell about this. You're just going to throw all these people at this table. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And the one thing I noticed about this, vocal fry and all, Madison is good at working a room. Mm-hmm. Like Madison was on fire at this deal. You know, hyping Joe up, affirming him. All the different things, putting them at ease, like the family all fell in love with her. And then the ex-husband asked Madison, how can you be so sure after 3 weeks?
Which she gave the HR answer.
She did give a good HR answer, but what are you supposed to say? I'm not sure. How many people were, you know, dating for 4 years, get engaged, and they're about to get married? I'm sure there's some doubts that kind of go through your head every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. So it seemed to go well. Fine. All right. Move on to him. Edmund and KB. Edmund's over there making pancake, mixing it up the batter in the pot instead of a dish like a normal human being. So are we surprised? No. But I thought it was what was really cool was KB and how at ease she was, not only with Edmund's mom coming over, she wasn't nervous at all, but even once she came through the door, I thought she was really, really, really at ease with the mom as well, too.
Yeah. If I'm going to see somebody once at max twice in my life, I can be great.
I didn't think about that.
I'm going to see her now. And then there's going to be the wedding day. And oh, hey, girl. Da, da, and I never have to deal with them again. So, yeah, I'd be at ease. I'd be calm, too.
Now, KB said Edmund being vulnerable is what drew her to him. What'd you think of that? Okay.
That could be true for her. You know, I think it's great for men to be vulnerable. You've heard me talk about that on the podcast. I think it's important that men can do that. And I have no issue with Edmund's vulnerability. It's a lot of other things that Edmund does.
Yeah.
That I have issue with. And I think KB does. But I think it's great that he can be vulnerable and talk about himself.
Okay. What'd you think of Edmund's prayer? Oh, you had to know I was going to ask you this.
How did you know I made a note about this?
I know you. I know you.
I had to rewind. And where was it that he said this? He said, thank you, Lord, for my mom meeting my fiance, KB, Calibria. As if God was wondering, like, now, which KB are you talking about? I've made a bunch of KBs. I like how he had to clarify. KB, I mean, you know, Calibria. I was like, he knew who you were talking about. Or she knew who you were talking about, whatever you believe. But I just thought it was funny that he had a big, which they tell you when you pray, be specific.
They did. They do.
Yeah, that. So maybe he was just being specific, but I fell out laughing when I saw that.
Hey, Annette says, long. That's what I thought about the prayer.
Food getting cold.
Miss Anita says, Edmund's prayer, you mean Edmund's letter to God.
I'm sorry, this is why, like, I'm not a religious person. I don't knock people who are, but you start praying that long, you're going to hear me like, grush, grush, grush. I'm going to eat a piece of bacon.
That's something to be said. His prayer was another way of negotiating for some.
Please, sweet baby Jesus, let me hit it. Please.
Because if you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, I just want a sample. Just one sample, Lord. Just the tip, Jesus. Just the tip.
Stop it. What is wrong specific. With you?
Be specific.
Now, you two. Jeez. You two, remember Sly says, I did not like KB made, like KB made a pact with his mom. However, I guess it doesn't matter. She won't be seeing her in the future. Now, the pact she's talking about, because when the mom is interesting, because the mom is like, I got some beads for you. Oh, quick, you gonna show me how to put them on? No, I'm gonna show him, and he'll show. So it'll be something sacred between y'all. Apparently not that much, right? But then she says, don't rat me out to my son.
Mm-hmm.
Why did that sound bad?
Well, apparently she likes to talk trash about her sons to their partners. And then their partners wind up telling them what mama said. And she's like, you know, so maybe that's it. That's mm-hmm. all I could think of. Because if you're not saying anything bad, why do you feel you're being ratted out? It's because mm-hmm. you said something that you didn't want your sons to know about.
Yeah. Monica says that mama gonna be asking for money.
Hey KB, come here, let me hold you for a second. I got you some more beads. So looky here, I've got this Ghana trip coming up and I'm about 2,000 short.
Something to be says KB looks sad and just down. She's running on fumes at this point with her child patient. Damn. Yeah. It's given that.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's where I think I actually got to another point of, is this where we get to see something go wrong, right? Because you got mm-hmm. Allie and Anton. They've been the perfect couple so far, right? Mm-hmm. Right? No issues, no arguments. But then now that they're back and they both work nights,
mm-hmm.
the issues would have started for me when Allie said, did you make brekkie? Like, speak like an adult. It's breakfast, goddammit.
She's just trying to be sweet with it, maybe.
Whatever. Yeah. It's funny. Little Eva says, Allie still looks like AI. That's funny. But did you notice as they're moving around the kitchen cooking, you can see Anton getting annoyed, right?
Well, I think he was, partly because he's doing most of the work and he's tired. Now, he makes a mean steak and eggs, what it looked like. I was quite impressed. But maybe that could be why. But I don't think he was annoyed at her in that moment. I just think he's just tired. Now the producers are like, hey, we need y'all to film. Mm-hmm. So here's some mimosas. let's see what happens, right? Camera one. Roll it. So I think that's where that's at. I think he starts to get annoyed when they are eating and having more conversations where Allie says cleaning is not going to be a priority for her, which stays home. I'm not saying I need you to clean it, but you ain't gonna sit around and just be messy in my house.
I can't maintain it.
Yeah, you help me maintain. But no. She said that, I just looked at her. I was like, ugh. She's one of those beautiful girls that you go back to her apartment or her house and it just looks like ass.
That's why you peel back the shower curtain.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That ring
is. Look at that ring around that bathtub.
You know, Sanju says Allie's just a spoiled pretty princess who genuinely doesn't think she needs to clean. Is she okay? She's an android. Which, I mean, she said, look, I'm going back to school. Cleaning's not going to be a priority. My school is, right?
No, sorry. I went to school too. And you know what I still did? Clean.
Clean. What do you think of the banking though? Because, you know, joint account. She's like, yeah, we can have a joint account, but we also need a separate accounts too.
Yeah. Well, I like Anton's thought. It's like, hey, okay, well, just depends on the reason why. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I think there's couples who do joint accounts. There's couples that do joint accounts and also have their own separate little deal.
Yeah,
I get it. But he just wanted to understand the why. And her point is, I don't want you to know how much I spend on Botox.
Right. But OK, here's the thing I think Anton's realizing. She is going to be a little bit more expensive than he thought. The $5,000 ring that he was proud of that he didn't buy. She wanted doubled. And said, that's the minimum. 10K is the minimum. Even this whole Botox thing. Well, are you going to have enough to pay for me to go to school, work maybe 1 or 2 days a week and still pay for my Botox? And then he's like, she's like, okay, well, that's why I need a separate account. So you don't know how much I pay for Botox.
Yeah.
So it's kind of wild in this one. Right. But here's the interesting thing. He brings up the engraved sweaters. And if he thought the Botox, the ring, and the cleaning was an issue, when she hit him with the gut punch, by the way, Jordan, this is the gut punch, because she says, hey, it's corny, but you know what? I'll do it for you. Right. And then he's like, oh, well, you know, we could just do it once a blue moon. She's like, no, we can do it once in a lifetime.
Once. It's like one time. I don't understand why he brought that up. I still get like, what was the bonding moment that he thought was going to happen?
He saw some of the old
engraved sweaters.
He saw some of the old black couples at the cookout. You know, the ones that dress alike. She might like this.
Wow.
I'm just saying. It's like, I don't know. But she wasn't feeling it. But here's where she really wasn't feeling it. They go to meet Anton's friend, Joe, and his girl, Melissa. Now, these two are also in a new relationship, Joe and Melissa. Right. They've been dating, what, 4 months, I think is what they said?
4 months.
Yeah.
And now, moved in after the first date.
No, no, no. He just never left.
Same. So living together after the first date.
Yeah. Nuts, which is kind of crazy. But then they can kind of understand what they're going through here with this sped up process, right? And it's even interesting because Joe starts telling stories that Anton said that's what he was worried about, the stories.
Right.
Which tells you that he hasn't shared a lot with Allie anyway. Right?
He's not going to share you're dating somebody, you're engaged to somebody who is not a big partier, not a big drinker. She's not going to enjoy all of your getting wasted stories. She's not going to enjoy any of those. Why would you tell her that?
Well, yes, but then you can at least tell her stuff so she's not surprised when she hears y'all used to shut down the McDonald's just to go drinking when you were the managers.
I was a manager at Sonic. I drank in the parking lot into the night. I drank at work. We pouring rum in those slushies and me and the staff all were drinking. Yeah.
I guess statute of limitations is passed. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can't get that was back in the early 90s, but you know, if I looked at the girl behind the fountain, I'm like, hey, make me a happy Coke. She knows what I want.
She knows my heart. Make it good. I do like though that Allie talks about, and you're right, she doesn't want the party scene because she talks about moving to Florida. Hey, no, I don't like Denver so much, too much of a party scene. We want to go to Florida. Apparently not Miami.
Yeah.
Right. So then she has to go to the bathroom. This is where she gets a lot of information. But before we get to her, the information she gets, because I see people already saying that Melissa talks too damn much. Does she really? Come on, Zero Reroll. Okay, we'll get there. Joe and Anton. Joe tells Anton, he asks him, do you really love Allie?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a concerning question?
I think he's just asking, like, dude, 3 weeks, do you really love this chick?
Well, he also said he didn't expect him to be there last more than 2 weeks.
Oh, but he's just being honest.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've stood in weddings, so I'm just like, hey, are you sure you want to do this? I always ask that because I'm just thinking, some of them, like, I don't think this is going to last, but are you sure you want to go through this? If not,
right.
Put you in the car with me. I can take you away. We'll be fine. So I think he's just asking his friend, like, dude, so I gave this 2 weeks. I didn't think it was going to last.
Right.
I think it was like healthy conversation. Nothing wrong with that.
Healthy conversation. Well, meanwhile, in the bathroom, Melissa and Allie are having a conversation. And Melissa says something that you don't even agree with in the way she brought it up first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Melissa's a problem. And here's why. She's not been around them to be a good wing woman to understand what you shouldn't say. Mm-hmm. You don't go to somebody that you just met and be like, oh, well, you know, he likes strip clubs and I don't like my boy Joe to go to strip clubs, but they would do it together. Why would you tell her that?
YouTube channel member Robin agrees with you, says Melissa is a problem. But I mean, basically, because think about it. She was asked a question too, because Allie says, you know, about the marriage type. And she's like, no, I don't think he was a marriage type before the pods. Of course not. That's not Anton. So where's the problem? And then Allie reveals that she and Anton spoke about it. It's not appropriate to be going to the strip club when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
To her. Yeah. To some people, it's not a problem.
Right. He's in a relationship now. He went to strip clubs 3 weeks ago before he met you. That's fine. Now he's not going to anymore. At least is what he's saying. So let it go. But for Melissa to make it seem like at the bachelor party, they're going to have strippers and all this other stuff. You have no idea what conversations Anton has had with her. And you've known him for 4 weeks.
Right.
I mean, four months. You don't know Anton like that to speak on his behalf.
Well, we also find out that Anton told Allie that Joe is the big drinker. He is the party guy. And Melissa's like, yeah, nah, it's actually both. B-O-F-U-M, both of them.
Okay. I see nothing wrong with that. I tell people all the time on the podcast, I'm the nice guy. Yanni's the asshole. I tell people that.
Yeah, but you're lying.
Am I, though?
Not at all.
I think it's like Anton and Joe. It's both of us.
Hence, it was a lie. Shanice says, Melissa needs to sit down. And little Eva says, I thought strip clubs in Atlanta have the best wings. Yeah, but this is Denver. So, interesting. They've obviously been in the bathroom a long time because they're like, what the hell are they doing in there? And apparently, Allie was learning to clean. But no. she doesn't do it at the house. Was she overreacting in that outdoor confessional, where she was talking to the producers and she had a concern about what Melissa was saying? Was she overreacting?
I don't think she was overreacting. And I'm sure the producer's like, hey, so we got some time. What do you think? So apparently Anton's been lying to you, right? Like probably trying to hype it up. Yeah. I think it's something that you do need to bring to Anton and have a conversation. But I think that was more producer-led drama than her really sitting there pondering if Anton's been lying to her all this time.
Either way, she shouldn't have brought up we have something to discuss and you're in trouble at the table, because now
exactly,
especially when he says, what is it? Oh, we'll talk about it later. No, don't do that. If you're gonna bring it up, let's talk about it.
Yeah, now I can't enjoy my steak,
right?
Because I'm just thinking, like, I'm gonna have to hear some bullshit when we get in the car.
And can't enjoy the Classe Azul because now you got me thinking about this. Because remember, they've got
exactly shots.
Yeah. So, by the way, Mimi says Melissa told Allie that because she wants her man to stop going too. She thinks teamwork will make the dream work. Could have been that.
That's Bessie. That's Bessie. You've known Anton longer than you've known Allie. Your loyalty is to Anton,
true,
not to Allie.
Well, true, true. But if she doesn't like what Anton's doing with her man, that's probably why she's like, okay. Miss Anita does ask, have we hit the chicken smoothie episode yet? Nope. That's actually next episode, which we'll do. What's that? Saturday or Sunday? We said, right? Yes, Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man, because you know what? You make this happen. The only reason why Tara will actually watch these shows. To be quite honest, there was quite a and just before we roll out of here real quick, there was quite a discussion happening in the live chat that I just want to get your take on real quick first. Let me remove these two out of here. They were talking about co-parenting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying that Jordan says he's a single dad. Mm-hmm. And Dorick is like, no, he co-parents. That's not a single dad. Do you agree? Disagree?
Well, I think that's semantics, right? Because mm-hmm. you can be a single mom and every other weekend your kid goes to their dad's, but you still mm-hmm. call yourself a single mom.
Mm-hmm. Good point, which is what El Cid was saying as well, too. So very true. It's, you know, six of one, half, it's half brother, half sister, or just brother, sister. Same thing, right? Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Whether you're doing this right now, live with the live crew, or later on as part of Replay Gang or on your favorite podcast platform, do us a favor. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shones.
You ain't think we're going to get out of here without saying that at least once, did you?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.